Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's time for Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor.
Thank you for joining me today on Faith to Live By. This is Sue Taylor. Proverbs 14:1 says, "The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands the foolish one tears hers down." This scripture refers to all women, whether you are married, single, young, middle-aged, or elderly. Jesus Christ has called us to be wise women who constantly build our house. For when we are building our house, we are helping to build other houses. For remember, people are watching how you build this sanctuary and how you walk in your sanctuary. We are, beloved, a habitation for God. We are God's dwelling place, and when we allow Him, through Jesus Christ, to indwell us in His fullness, we have the wisdom we need to build a beautiful house and a habitation for God. This, our fleshly body, is the habitation of God. Although we are in the natural realm, we are building for eternity and building in the spiritual realm as well. We are, dearly beloved sisters, as mothers, as daughters, as wives, as friends, as grandmothers. We are either building with wisdom or we are tearing down with folly. We need to consider how we are building for eternity. And how do we build wisely? Have you ever lived in a house through the remodeling process? I have, and it is not pleasant. You know, it sometimes seems like forever for something new to be built, or just adding a room, or even tearing out a wall, or whatever. There's lots of cleanup, but it's always beautiful after the project is finished. How do we build wisely? First of all, we build by paying attention. Secondly, by possessing a right attitude. And thirdly, a pleasing activity to God, by pleasing Him. We have to give attention to God. We must give our attention to the Master Architect if we are to build wisely. He created us, and He can guide and lead us to building properly without delays sometimes. Get to know intimately your Creator God and His Son, Jesus Christ, the Master Architect. For many times, there are stages of life that we have to go through. And this is like when you are building a home or remodeling. There are certain stages. And just know that those stages have to be walked out and we have to go through them. But always contact and consult the Lord through the stages of your life. No matter how small or how large, God wants us to contact Him. We are to start with a solid foundation by paying attention to God. And that solid foundation is Jesus Christ Himself. He is the rock, beloved, I have said, that never rolls. And you know, with a solid foundation, you will choose the right materials, and you will choose them wisely. If we don't start and use the right tools in building a solid foundation, it won't matter, because the house will not stand. Not only are we to give attention to God, but as godly Christian women, we are to give attention to ourselves. You know, I have watched my own mother care for my handicapped brother. And over the last few years, I have noticed how that she doesn't take much time for herself. In fact, her days and her nights are encumbered with the care of my brother. But as women, we need attention. And sometimes there is no one else around to give us the attention we need but us and our Lord Jesus Christ. We live in such a fast-paced society with our jobs, our family, our church, our activity. It is so easy, beloved, to neglect ourselves. And when we neglect ourselves, we can slip into discouragement and disappointment because we don't feel good about ourselves. We may not feel as if we have a purpose or direction for our lives. But, you know, this is where that our security and our confidence in Christ Jesus is the best way to pamper ourselves. For when our confidence and our security is low, His isn't. Jesus Christ, it says, is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are safe. Also, in a paying attention to God, to ourselves, we also need to pay attention to our husbands. You know, one biblical translation puts it is to enjoy your husband, trust him, and be submissive to him. As a mom of three grown sons, I wish sometimes that I had spent more quality time with them as they were growing up. I was much too busy. We are building for eternity, not only in our lives, but in the lives of others. Secondly, in building a wise woman in how she builds, we have to possess a righteous and a right attitude. Scripture tells us that let this mind that is in Christ Jesus be in you. It has been said that life is 95% attitude and 5% action. With right attitude, right action will always follow. And the main key to a right attitude is right thinking. In Philippians 4:8, I know most of you are familiar with it. It says to think on things that are true. Don't assume things that are true if you don't have facts and proof of them. But we know what the word says. It says that if there's anything that is noble, right, pure, lovely, you know, admirable, praiseworthy, we are admonished to think on these things. Finally, we build wisely by engaging in activity that is pleasing to God. The barrenness of a busy life is not pleasing to God. Being busy doesn't necessarily mean we are fulfilled or being fruitful. In fact, the opposite may be true. We are busy sometimes to avoid the right priorities, or we're skirting things that really need to be done. Our first activity is going back to what we just spoke on, back to step one in paying attention to God and doing those things which are pleasing in His sight. Let our activities be examples as women of God, women of prayer, and women of the Word. If our activities are those of the heart and soul, we will maintain what we have built. It will not slip, and it will not fall. N.B. Sargent put it so well in his beautiful poem, Building for Eternity. We are building in sorrow or joy, a temple the world may not see, which time cannot mar nor destroy. We build for eternity. We are building every day, a temple the world may not see. Building, building every day, building for eternity. Every thought that we've ever had, its own little place has filled. And every deed we have done, good or bad, is a stone in the temple we build. Every word that so lightly falls, giving some heart joy or pain, will shine in our temple walls or ever its beauty stain. Are you building for God alone? Are you building in faith and love? A temple the Father will own in the city of light above. Build today wisely, dearly beloved sisters. Build for eternity.
You've been listening to Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor. If you would like to write with your comments or to request a copy of this program for an $8 donation, write Sue Taylor, 10827 Highway 86 East, Neosho, Missouri, 64850. Sue Taylor is a member of the KNEO team and a keynote speaker at several church and women's events throughout the four-state area. To book Sue for your next event, contact Sky High Radio at 417-451-5636.